This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Vaccine supplies have eclipsed demand in New Mexico, even as the state makes a hard push toward meeting a key vaccination goal Thursday. Health officials confirm that New Mexico's inventory includes nearly a 500,000 doses that are being stored in freezers around the state. Expiration dates range from this week through September. The state also has donated over 372,000 doses of its undelivered allocation to the federal government. New Mexico is just shy of meeting its 60% vaccination goal. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham wants to hit that mark this week so she can follow through on plans to fully reopen the state by July 1st. Health Department spokesman David Morgan has said New Mexico is adapting to shrinking demand for the COVID-19 vaccine in several ways. That includes ordering only a minimal number each week to cover requests from providers. The latest data puts the vaccination rate in the state at 58.5%. Meanwhile, about 67% of eligible residents have received at least one shot. The state is offering cash incentives for people who get either their second shot or the one-time Johnson & Johnson shot by Thursday. Those who are vaccinated also can participate in a sweepstakes that includes a grand prize of $5 million. New Mexico is accepting a U.S. Department of Education decision barring the state from reducing funding for school districts that get certain federal aid. Education Secretary Ryan Stewart says the state would likely lose an appeal. The federal funding will now go straight to schools surrounded by land that isn't taxable, like Indian reservations and military installations. The state legislature was relying on taking the so-called impact aid credits to redistribute some of the federal funding across districts for the annual education budget. Stewart is now asking for $35 million from a reserve fund to cover the budget shortfall. Federal officials rescinded approval of New Mexico's impact aid credit application in a letter on April 15th, citing the state's failure to meet a March 3, 2020 application deadline by 3 days. Stewart said the Department of Education hadn't provided the information needed to finish the application and that his staff received assurances over the phone that missing the deadline would be forgiven. This is KUNM.